from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Foyer, let's get into some position groups here. And we kind of hit on the D linemen and the D ends a little bit. Just in terms of pass rush, and clearly there's been, whether trade or injury, some attrition at that position. Where are you at in the wide receiver group, collective, whatever we want to call this gaggle of wide receivers that the Patriots are working with right now?
As far as, like, you know, who makes the team, who doesn't make the team?
Well, or I mean, we can definitely get into that part of it, or the how comfortable you are right now with what they could be rolling out there. Javon Baker right now feels like he's lost. And other than draft day, we haven't heard a peep out of the guy, which I actually think is kind of good. Jalen Polk in the preseason has had some issues getting off the line of scrimmage. And even when we were watching him, I know he's an outside guy, but even when we were watching him in camp, I was thinking to myself, man, he would really eat in the slot. But I know he's not a quote-unquote slot player. So wherever you kind of land on that.
All right, so I go. So I'll start with this. So yeah. I think the group is going to be pretty bad, is what I think it's going to be.
Okay.
I think that group is going to, I don't know if I should say underperform, but I really think the one star that's going to break out is going to be Pop Douglas.
Everybody's been saying that.
I mean, I don't know how you cannot look at him. He's the guy that can, for me, can get open with not a lot of help, right? You put him wherever, he's shifty enough, and I would say that's the guy that I would want to have, like, a really good relationship with, like a sharing the same brain type of relationship with.
Okay, you know what, then? Let's workshop this. You gave me thoughts on Pop. Where are you on Tyquan Thornton?
Well, Thornton's interesting because, what, going into his third year, like, is he just a practice squad guy? Here's the thing. So, Booty has, like, the best, I guess, overall preseason so far. He's got the most catches. He's got the most yards.
Then playing against the twos and threes, he's helped
him
a ton.
No, I know. Everybody is. Like, no, so but it's like, it's even playing field.
No, I get it.
Right? And then you have Bourne, who's going to start on Pup. So, think about, and then you got Osborne, and then you have
Rager,
and then you have
Baker,
and the candlestick maker.
Yep.
I mean, give me a break. This group, although, like, you know, fast, twitchy, and, you know, explosive, like, I just don't see how any of the, how this is any different than last year. I don't see how it's any different than, you know, other defenses sitting there going, well, this is easy to guard.
No, I'll tell you.
I don't see it at all.
I'll give you one. They are more sudden and explosive. Whether that translates into, you know, fans doing the no pants dance because they love the ball being thrown down the field, I think we still got a ways to go before the jury can be out on that. But I do think, even if you just go Juju and Parker, and then you go Polk and Pop or Thornton or even Baker, I do think there is more suddenness and explosion. But that's got to translate to the field. And that's where I always bristle during the draft process of, ooh, he runs this or he can do that. Well, can the guy get off the line of scrimmage? Can the guy read a defense? Like, are we just recruiting, you know, Chad Johnson where he's going to go out and run what he's going to run? Or do we have guys that functionally fit into this offense? And that's where it remains to be seen. And I think there's going to be a lot of unfair expectations put on Jalen Polk. We need to keep reminding ourselves he is no different than Drake May. He's just going to get on the field earlier. That's it.
I have zero expectations
for Polk.
For really any of them, to be honest with you.
I think there are a lot of fans who are thinking big things about Polk because there's just a run in football now with fans of, oh my God, you know, let me run around naked because of the wide receiver that you think you can get all horny for. And right now there's no one else. I mean, Pop's a nice player. But I don't think anybody is looking at him and being like, wow, in the slot, he's going to get 1,500 yards or something. I think for some of the fans that want to be really Fitzy-like and super optimistic, Jalen Polk, they're looking at this guy as a 1,000 or an 1,100-yard receiver,
What group do you think is going to struggle more? Would it be the wide receivers or would it be the offensive line?
You know, I think because we can't think any lower about the offensive line, can we? I mean, going into the year, and there are two guys on there in Andrews and Onwenu that we like and respect and are proven NFL players. But the rest, you're kind of like bristling a little bit. I don't know if we can go any lower. Like, there's still hope for the wide receivers. There's still people
who, based on what?
Well, because they're wide receivers, by God.
Yeah, because it's almost like a trick question because you really can't have one without the other in a way. I'm sitting there, even I'm asking, I'm like,
even John in Rhode Island is chuckling at this on the whole, you know, wide receivers for the Patriots, but a big number.
I think it's... When I ask myself, okay, which group is going to struggle more, I lean towards the wide receivers.
I kind of do, too. I do, too, because the O-line, again, there are ways to be able to help linemen if you want to. Not everybody likes a running back coming on and throwing in the 1952 flipper or something like that to help somebody block. But you can scheme it up. You can get the ball out quick. What you can't teach is separation off the line of scrimmage. And that's where, to your point, Christian, I think it will be consistently inconsistent. There'll be some corners that Jalen Polk will be able to do well against. And then there are going to be some that are just going to eat him up and be physical at the line of scrimmage. And what I'm hoping is that the teams that the Patriots play early do that against Polk. I want him to get beat up. I want him to have to learn to how to fight and how hard it is to get off the line of scrimmage at the NFL level. And to me, that would help accelerate that growth rate if he got beat up a little bit early on.
So here's your, like, let's say here's your starters, right? So if we just assume that Thornton either doesn't make it or he's a practice squad guy, Kendrick Bourne is on PUP. So you have Polk, Douglas, Osborne, and Baker. There's your, and then maybe you throw in Booty. Rieger is probably going to be a return specialist, probably won't start. He's a depth type of guy. But
how many wide receivers do you think they're keeping? Has Javon Baker put himself at a point to where
I think he's a lock? He just may not start right away.
No, I do too. But I wonder if you start to get down to some numbers crunch, it feels like they would have every reason to keep Rager. So do you think they basically create a roster spot for an extra wide receiver under the, wow, he's the return guy type deal?
Well, let me see. How many do you usually keep?
Well,
though?
Normally it's five, maybe, right,
so
six, right?
Polk, Douglas, Osborne, Baker All right, so you got room for one more.
Right, and that's of Thornton. Hold on, who did you have as the four again?
Okay, so I'll go Polk, Douglas, Osborne, Baker. There's four.
So you're putting Osborne on the roster.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess you could mix and match any way you want
so
to.
So you have Rager, you have Booty.
But Rager may be one of those like Matthew Slater types where he's more of a special teams guy. So yes, he's in the wide receivers room, but he's really essentially, you know, dedicated to like returning punts, kickoff returns.
Other than Baker being a draft pick, right now he's done nothing to earn his roster spot.
I would say that's fine. But if I'm them, I'm like, all right, he's just a little bit slower to develop, you know, and so I'm not gonna give up on a guy like that.
No, but do you try to just get him on the practice squad? I guess that's gonna be my point. Is
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did Thornton beat out anybody? Should Thornton replace any of these other guys?
Yeah, I mean, Thornton right now has a better case to be on the roster than Rager and Baker. Absolutely. With what he's done, I don't think it's even a... Now, again, Rager, nice player, but, you know, we like his story. We talk to the guy. I don't know. I mean, right now, I'm not saying Baker's a bust, but I guess we have to go to the words of Tom Brady, right? In thinking about the young wide receivers and how you need to be patient. I know yesterday we had Brady talking about how the game has changed in quarterbacking. Well, he also has some strong thoughts on wide receivers that are young to get kicked to the curb.
The best players I had and the best teammates I ever had, they showed up to work every day. I never had to worry about their effort or their attitude. I knew that when I called a play, Wes Welker, he was going to run his ass off on every play, whether he got it or whether he didn't. I never thought for one second whether he was going to do the right thing or not. That is frees my mind up to do what I need to do because my job's not easy. And if I got to worry about, oh, God, I look out and I see a receiver, I'm like, oh, God, he doesn't even look like he knows. He barely lined up right. He's looking over at the sideline. It looks like he's trying to ask the coach, what do I got? And I'm like, he's out. I'm throwing the ball somewhere else.
But would you? Some coaches see that for themselves. Some coach looks for the leaders to see that for them as well. Which kind of player were you?
Well, no, I would just tell him directly, he's out, put him out. I would tell the coach, don't put him in because I'm not throwing him the ball.
Right.
So you put him in, just that we got 10 guys out there.
I love that. And he's no. Here's the thing. He's no different than any other quarterback that I ever played with.
Because that's the first thing some people are going to run to.
Yeah, no.
It's Brady being a dink.
No, there it is. Hard old Brady. We should just make him a 10 right now and get it over with.
Probably so.
Put his name up there.
We might have to change it from the Julian Edelman Hard-O scale to the Tom Brady Hard-O scale.
He told a funny story about like how, you know, hey, listen, if you're running an out route, any sort of like out route, you know, on the hash or whatever, and you took an inside release, as soon as he noticed that you went inside, he would just go someplace else. Because he already knew that based on the fact that you went you took the easy route, you weren't going to be open.
Well,
so he just gave up on you.
And just a quick note, that's where like the kind of awareness that Tom Brady just talked about, that's where you pray to God that Drake May can get to some of that. Meaning, Brady pre-snap was so good. He knew that if somebody didn't know what they were doing, he could still eliminate them within the route concepts and still make plays.
And again,
that's
that is
unbelievable.
That is, every quarterback does that. And it was funny, even when I
but
heard
this.
But
they're not as successful in doing it as Brady is. That's my point.
Because when the older Brady got, the less patience he had.
No question.
That's why giving him a receiver like N'Keal Harry, who was a big, strong, underdeveloped wide receiver. He was not a – I don't know how much time and money that guy spent with like – you know, what was it, the foot god or the receiver god, or whatever that guy's name is. The footwork king. This guy, he works with this guy and nothing changes. He's just a big, bulky, undersized tight end and he can't get open. It's worthless. It's a wasted pick. And the stories that were going around when N'Keal Harry was drafted, how he was a great scout team practice wide receiver. But when he went and actually took reps with Brady, he ran the wrong route. He ran it too short, too long, and it just didn't work. And he just said, I'm not throwing you the ball. So the only way he was involved was off reverses or special plays, where you only have one thing to do and you can't mess it up. But it's not surprising that, you know, like Brady wouldn't throw to these guys, and it's never going to change. I love that story, by the way. I think about all the receivers that got iced out because Brady was like, I'm not throwing to him.
Well, and you know what happens when you have young wide receivers like that who have those issues and a young quarterback? That's a recipe for disaster, turnovers, and interceptions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's another
miscommunication.
But it's another reason why guys like Polk and the other Youngs need to play for a couple of weeks before May ends up getting in there and you potentially compound some of those mistakes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.